U.S. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf Tuesday welcomed the new policy announcement, saying Washington has followed the extensive discussions within Japan in defending allies and participating in U.N. peacekeeping operations.
We welcome the government of Japan's new policy regarding collective self-defense and related security matters. As you know, the U.S.-Japan alliance is one of our most important partnerships, security partnerships, and we value efforts by Japan to strengthen that security cooperation and also value Japan's efforts to maintain openness and transparency throughout this decision-making process that's led up to this new policy.
U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel called it an important step for Japan as it seeks to make a greater contribution to regional and global peace and security. The new policy, he said, also complements our ongoing efforts to modernize our alliance through the revision of bilateral guidelines for defense cooperation. Last October, both countries agreed to revise 1997 guidelines with the goal, Hagel said, of a more balanced and effective alliance where our two militaries are full partners working side by side and with regional partners to enhance peace and security. Japan has been operating under a U.S.-drafted post-war constitution that includes Article 9, which renounces war and the threat and use of force to settle disputes, and states that land, sea, and air forces, along with war potential, will never be maintained. China, which is involved in a territorial dispute with Japan, says Tokyo is challenging the post-war order and raising regional tensions. The move is also opposed by some in South Korea, which, along with China, was a major victim of Japanese colonial aggression in the 20th century. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby Tuesday said there is no concern the move will inflame tensions in the Asia-Pacific region.
Now, there's a lot of work left to do inside the Japanese government on this policy change that they're seeking. It's a democracy. They've got a diet that needs to vote on this. I mean, there's a lot of work left to do. But we frankly think it's a very encouraging sign, and it will help inform the revision of the defense guidelines, the bilateral defense guidelines that we have with Japan. So it helps inform that process, which, as you know, is ongoing. So for us, we find it very, very helpful. And there's no reason from our perspective to believe or to worry that it'll make tensions worse. And quite the contrary, we think it will help with security and stability in the region.
Brad Glosserman, executive director of the Hawaii-based Pacific Forum Security Analysis Think Tank, says in no way is Prime Minister Shinzo Abe turning away from Japan's commitment to what they call proactive pacifism.
The Japanese position is very much that this is a much-needed change that will allow them to more actively contribute to regional security and to work with allies and partners in a very narrowly constrained set of circumstances. And it's always conditioned legally, politically, and I think most importantly publicly, by this notion of pacifism. By no means is Japan making a radical shift in its policies.
Glosserman says the United States has pressed Japan for decades to do more in the context of regional security. He says Japan has been reluctant to do so given its post-war constitution and skepticism of military force for anything other than defense of the homeland. He says the United States today faces many new threats.
And I think we've recognized as well that our partners are capable of contributing more than they have in the past. Not because the U.S. is disengaging, but again, because I think that the Japanese or the Koreans, the Australians are far more capable and have their own abilities to contribute to the defensive and to respond to certain threats. And we would be remiss and frankly foolish to not try to tap those abilities in ways that make the most sense and are the most efficient.
Glosserman says the U.S. rebalance to Asia-Pacific is premised on strengthening relations with allies.
This actually is a form of the rebalance. It is an attempt to modernize and update the U.S.-Japan alliance. So it fits very much within the framework of the rebalance generally.
China's state-run People's Daily Tuesday called the Japanese policy change a dangerous move that will lead to security worries for other Asian countries. The New York Times quotes analysts who say the policy change will make it easier for Japan to forge new military alliances with nations like the Philippines, who have similar territorial disputes with China. Victor BTVOA News, Washington.